USA News, I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is set to visit Baltimore this week as recovery efforts after last week's deadly bridge collapse continue. The president has pledged full federal support following last week's early morning disaster when a cargo ship struck a support pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore saying the destroyed bridge is blocking an important link for the national economy.
Maryland needs no favors. We need to make sure that we're actually moving quickly to get the American economy going again, because the Port of Baltimore is instrumental in our larger economic growth.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Millions of Americans are facing the threat of severe weather as storms are forecast today from the southern plains into the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Hail, wind damage, and tornadoes are possible, with storms moving into the mid-Atlantic and Gulf Coast on Tuesday. The greatest threat for tornadoes is in Oklahoma Monday night. The National Archives recently responded to a request by the House Oversight Committee, delivering thousands of emails supposedly related to Joe Biden's tenure as vice president under the Obama administration. This comes as Republicans are working to figure out if the president was involved in his son Hunter Biden's foreign business career. Tennessee Republican Congressman and House Oversight Committee member Tim Burchett tells Fox Business about what he hopes to uncover from these emails.
And I've yet to see anything that proves that Hunter or any of this other bunch has paid taxes on it. And I think that, to me, is pretty telling, too.
For the first time, bird flu is showing up in dairy cattle. Both the CDC and U.S. Department of Agriculture saying they've confirmed it in cows from dairy farms in Texas and Kansas. The cattle finding comes just days after goats on a Minnesota farm were diagnosed with bird flu. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
About a month after being shot in the mouth in front of his church, a Tennessee pastor made his pulpit comeback on Easter Sunday. Reverend Clemmy Livingston Jr. speaking to his congregation at the Memphis New Zionfield Baptist Church about how the experience impacted his faith.
A few weeks ago, my faith was tested.
Well,
faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted.
The Israeli government was temporarily out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hands over the weekend as he underwent a hernia operation.
The hernia reportedly uncovered Saturday during a routine checkup. Netanyahu's office saying Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Justice Yariv Levin temporarily took over Netanyahu's duties during the procedure.
It's down to the final four in the men's NCAA tournament. USA's Laura Winters on Saturday's upcoming matchups.
And after two big weekends of exciting NCAA action, the Final Four set. UConn will play Alabama, and Purdue will take on NC State in the national semifinals on Saturday.
On Monday, President Biden welcomed 40,000 visitors to participate in the 144th annual White House Easter Egg Roll. This year's theme is Eggucation, in which the South Lawn and Eclipse have been transformed into a school community full of education activities for children. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.